Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, we welcome Hall of Famer Bill Hillgrove, who you can see on the radio. Just go to our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Partner, good to see you this morning.
Well, it's good to be seen, Larry, and it's a great morning. Let's make the most of it.
Big, exciting news yesterday. Late in the day, we found out the Steelers posted their summer camp schedule, and we find out the players will report on July 23rd, and they've returned, Bill, to the afternoon practices at 1:55 for the fans. I think fans are going to really like that, although the players are going to be in this summer heat.
Well, I remember Bill Cowher coming out of one of the dorms one day and looking at the vista. And he said to a rookie who was just walking by, he goes, "You see the top of that mountain?" He said, "Yes, coach." He said, "Well, that's good news. When you can't see that mountain, prepared for 90-degree practices."
Yeah, that's really just around the corner. I mean, we're like 6-7 weeks from that happening. In the meantime, they're wrapping up their OTAs. And for those that don't know, Bill, these are the optional opportunities, and I guess we'll really find out when the mandatory week comes up. Ironically, the next week coincides with the U.S. Open, right?
Oh, gosh. Lots going on in the Berg, that's for sure, but I think a lot of people are looking forward to the Oakmont edition of the Open, and I think those people are fans. I don't think the players are certainly relishing the opportunity to tackle a course such as Oakmont with rough conditions. And when I say rough conditions, you drop a ball and it generally disappears. That's why, and interestingly, you and I, as so-called amateur golfers, we don't like going into bunkers, sand bunkers. And there are plenty of those at Oakmont. But some of the pros are so good at that they'd rather be in the bunker than in the heavy rough. And so sometimes they aim for it. That would be with the exception of the church pews, but it's only on a couple of holes.
You know, Bill, people have asked, because once they cut down like 3,500 trees before the last open here, they wondered, it looks kind of stark, but what makes the course so challenging and why does it have just this tremendous history?
Well, there are two factors. Number one, there's no water on that golf course. So you don't have to worry about, you know, plunking any balls into the briny deep. But I really think Oakmont's true test, and it's a great layout, you know, one hole different from the next. It's a great layout. But I think, you know, it's the greens at Oakmont. And I remember back when I could play the game a little bit better than I can give right now. I played it, and I think it was like 2 weeks before the U.S. Open, or a couple of weeks, and the rough was up, and I did okay. But what really helped me was one of the old-time caddies who knew every blade of grass. And like, as a for instance, I was above the hole at number two, which is not a long par four. It's pretty short, as a matter of fact, and most of the pros won't even bring the driver out on that hole, if any. I was about 25 feet above the hole looking down, and of course, beyond that is the fairway. So if you putt it too hard, it probably is going to end up going down the fairway. But I remember saying to the caddy, it looks like a foot and a half right to left. He said, no, Mr. Hillgrove, it's about 8 inches left to right. You know, I misread the green by that much. Well, I hit it basically where he told me, and at least I two-putted. But, you know, Oakmont can be treacherous with those greens. And, you know, I just think it's a great test of golf, but the players may disagree. They may say it's unfair.
Always some great storylines. Last year at the Open, it was Neil Shipley, who had been the low amateur at the Masters and then the Open. Now he's a pro, and he just barely didn't make the cut, unfortunately, because he, you know, that's home base. But we did hear this story about this Matt Vogt from Seneca Valley, who's a dentist, caddied for 6 years at Oakmont. He made the cut. He's going to be playing.
Well, that experience as a caddy, I think, you know, it put him in good stead. He was ready for whatever course he qualified on. And, you know, I think he's got that eye on Oakmont, and so he'll get his chance. You know, it's tough. That's a lot of pressure, a qualifier. You know, a lot more pressure than you and I could ever handle. But I remember, you know, it used to be the Pro Tour qualifying school that it used to, I believe you played six rounds in 6 days, and the low four or five got their cards. And I remember one year, Bob Friend Jr., knew he had to shoot a 66 on the last day to get his tour card. And by gosh, he did. That's pressure, and that's thriving on pressure.
That is incredible. And before you go, a big announcement yesterday. Penguins hire a young coach, 42 years old, Dan Muse, who was an assistant, ironically, with the Rangers, where Mike Sullivan went. So their paths literally cross. Don't know a lot about him, but this clearly signals they're going with a youth movement to, I guess, bring up the young talent that's hopefully going to get them back in the playoffs after a three-year hiatus.
I heard the rumor that they waved at each other on the the big curve at Altoona. You know, we've developed a symbiotic relationship with the Rangers, but that's not a bad thing. I think, and as you try to analyze the Penguins and their failures recently, it's old legs. And I'm not trying to take a slap at Sid or Evgeny or even, you know, the defenseman. But it's time for fresh legs. And I think that's what they have to do. I think they started too last year, but they started too late. And by the end of the year, they just had too much ground to make up and too many teams to jump over to get there. So hopefully next year it'll be a different story.
All right, Bill, we'll talk to you next Thursday when the U.S. Open play will be beginning, and should be an exciting week in Pittsburgh. Are you at the lake, or are you just chilling at home?
I'm at the lake, and there are more Aaron Rodgers up here than you can shake a stick at.
That's but, beautiful.
You know, I hope this puzzlement, this enigma, wrapped in enigma or whatever you want to call it, a circus, I call it. I hope it's over soon. And let's get a decision one way or the other. And I know the Steelers feel that they need a veteran quarterback, a guy who's an accurate passer. And certainly Aaron Rodgers, one of the most accurate in the history of the game, probably second only to Brady. You know, he brings that element. But, you know, the question remains with fans. And I guess maybe Steeler hierarchy alike, does he really want to play anymore? And, you know, that's the question that he has to answer and only Aaron Rodgers can do that.
You got it, Bill. Give your bride my best, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Likewise, Larry. Good to be with you.
Hall of Famer Bill Hillgrove. Always enjoy our visits. I think a lot of people this week were shocked just a couple of days ago when Elon Musk posted this. I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. That was a shock to many. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio, representing the 17th Congressional District, and, of course, former United States Navy officer. Good morning.
Larry, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So your reaction when you heard about what Elon Musk had posted, considering last Friday he was in the Oval Office with President Trump before he came to Pittsburgh, and it seemed like he was leaving from his daily work at DOGE and was going to just be a consultant. And this is a remarkable turnaround.
Well, look, on this tax bill, Elon Musk and I agree. I think it's a terrible bill. As folks may know, I mean, it would add trillions to the deficit over the next decade. And so I think it's fiscally irresponsible there. And look, I hear from folks left, right, center in my district, they want us to get the fiscal house in order in Washington. And this bill would, my goodness, go the other direction and does that on the backs of taking away health care from millions. You know, in my district, we're talking about 20,000 people who lose their health care if this bill became law. So I think it's a bad bill. I voted against it. And I hope the Senate changes course. Folks may know, you know, it passed out of the House, but the Senate still hasn't taken this bill up yet. And I urge our senators to change this thing and vote it down.
I guess the biggest issue for a lot of people is they hear tax cuts, they think, well, that's good. But on the other end, adding a trillion to the national debt is an issue. So what's in it that's making it so expensive?
Well, and let me be clear here, Larry. I think tax cuts for hardworking people make a lot of sense, right? People feel like they paid a lot of taxes. What you don't need is to have massive, massive tax giveaways for, I'm talking, the richest people.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The history of the planet, billionaires and big corporations, that's what's ballooning the cost of it. And you're seeing hardworking people barely get any tax relief, if at all, under this bill, alongside some of these pretty bad cuts to health care and food programs that I know even farmers and food banks have big opposition to, as do I. And so to me, I think the fiscally responsible thing here, you have tax relief for the vast majority of people. You have the richest folks in America, billionaires and others, pay a little more in taxes. And you get our fiscal house in order. That way you can make some good investments in education and food programs and healthcare.
What are the odds that some of these things will be stripped from this before the Senate makes a decision?
Well, I think given the announcement from Elon Musk, who I know my Republican counterparts are taking a lot of orders from these days, scrambles things for them, and it should. I think it's been a bad bill. I do hope they change course. I know Senator Fetterman has already said he's going to oppose the bill. So, again, I hope they change this and reject this approach and start over. And remember, this is Republican leadership here has been working on a purely partisan basis. They have not involved Democrats in this. This has not been in a negotiation where we have some bipartisan work. It's been a purely partisan bill. I think if they start to work with Democrats, we can craft a much better bill for the American people. But I've seen no effort over there. I think that's been a mistake.
And when do you anticipate they'll take up the vote?
Well, there have been different pieces of news coming out. I know the original plan was they wanted this done before July 4th, but I think with Republicans in such disarray, they're going to struggle to get that done. And so I don't want to guess, but I think they've got real issues on the Republican side of getting their votes together. And again, they're doing this without wanting to work with Democrats, without asking for our votes. And I think it'd be wiser to actually work with us and then have this be a bill that can earn wide bipartisan support. It is so far away from that at this moment.
We're with United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio. That said, how much of an impact will this turn with Elon Musk, you suppose, have in this process?
Well, Larry, I come back to a problem I have with the way elections in this country are funded. And people may know, and, you know, in Pittsburgh, we see tons of these ads. And Elon Musk was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, spenders to support Republican campaigns this last election. And so the threat from him to Republicans exposes the corruption, I think, in our campaign finance system, that a single billionaire or a single massive corporation can have such sway in a party. That's a problem, right? I think that can swamp the voices of voters, again, Republican or Democrat. I don't think it matters. I think people across the political range don't like the fact that so much money runs through our politics and that the threat of one person's money is enough to change the course of a political party. That's a problem. I think it goes to the heart of what's going on and the way our elections are funded and why we've got to change it.
Well, it was reported that Elon Musk contributed more than $50 million to the campaign, but it looks like, at least at this point, the honeymoon is over.
It seems that way, and I think it's probably surprising for folks to hear me say that I agree with Mr. Musk about this bill, but I do. It's a bad bill, and I think my Republican counterparts ought to change course and walk away from this path.
It's the old adage, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yes, it does.
Meanwhile, Congressman, appreciate the time this morning, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow for the great military event, the roll call for the greatest generation at Stage AE. I know you'll be speaking.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm really looking forward to it, and having both of my grandparents, my grandfathers who have now passed, but having been members of the Greatest Generation, served in World War II, I mean, they just loomed so large for so many of us. It's a real honor to get to honor those folks.
There'll be 18 World War II veterans recognized tomorrow, and it'll be such a special time. So, Congressman, we'll see you there, and thanks for the time again this morning.
Thanks, Larry. See you then.
United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio. It's 8:20. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with another special guest, seems to be thematic, and we are honored to have Harrisburg Recruiting Battalion Commander, United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Geisinger. Colonel,
hey,
good morning,
Larry.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Larry. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we appreciate you. First and foremost, thank you for your service, which has been impeccable.
Well, I've tried. I've had a great time in the Army over the last 21 years. Our Army is celebrating its 250th birthday on June 14th. We're going to do some festivities in Pittsburgh tomorrow on June 6th. We're really looking forward to it out at Stage AE. I've been listening to the show. I know you've been talking about that event. We're just really excited. Pittsburgh is my favorite part of the whole Pennsylvania area that we're responsible for. Love the sports scene out there. Hope y'all get Aaron Rodgers. but I understand that your father also served as a member of the greatest generation.
Yes, and so this event tomorrow, Rocky Blair's roll call for the Greatest Generation, we will recognize 18 World War II veterans and their service. My dad served in the Philippines. Became a sergeant, and I know he was very proud of his service in the United States Army. And as you know, Colonel, in this area, we have a lot of people who support our military men and women who've served and their families who have also sacrificed.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank your father for his service. I mean, he was part of a whole generation of young men and women that that knew that the nation needed them to go save the world. The Philippines were an important part of that, too. We kept our promises to the Philippines. General MacArthur promised to return, and we did. The Philippines remain an ally to this very day. That was a generation that was characterized by selfless service. We're privileged to honor 19 surviving veterans and hear their stories and get to meet them and shake their hands tomorrow. And even though the torch has been passed a couple of times, every generation has their heroes. This one's no different. We'd like to make this a celebration of service to our greatest generation and also a reminder that there are those who still serve.
And I want to make sure people understand your service, earning a Bronze Star for your service and many commendation medals over the years and a senior parachutist badge. I can't imagine what it's like to jump out of a perfectly good airplane, sir.
I got to be honest, Larry, I'm terrified of heights. That's why I went to airborne school. The Army is really big on teamwork. It's really big on overcoming your own shortcomings and challenges and turning weaknesses into strengths. And I'll be honest, by the time I was done doing it, hanging out of an airplane in flight was no big deal. And I never thought I'd be able to say that. But the Army is really excellent at bringing out the best in people.
And while we have you, sir, thinking about that, you know, I had a chance years ago to go and observe a boot camp. And one of the things I came away from that experience was the dedication of the young recruits. And a lot of people don't give the young generation a lot of credit in some ways, but the recruits you get are of a high quality and you feel more comfortable once you see that.
That's absolutely true, and I'm glad you brought that up. Like I said a minute ago, like the greatest generation did what they did in great numbers at a time of great need, but every generation has their heroes. And the young men and women that we put through basic training, our recruiters talk to them before and after basic combat training, and they are different in a much, much better way. And it's never been easier to access service to the U.S. Army. We have programs now that can help you meet the Army standard. And I would encourage any young people that are out there or any older people that are mentoring a younger person to just go into an Army recruiting station and listen to what they have to say and the programs and see if they're a good fit for you and if an individual is a good fit for the United States Army, because we can change you in a very positive way.
And I want to credit Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed, who also happens to be civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army in a recent appointment, which is very prestigious and very important because in her role in more than two decades of helping young men and women graduate high school and give them a sense of purpose. Part of that, in name of her late husband, Tom Reed, their Armed Forces Center, helps recruits match to military service. And I know the military appreciates getting quality candidates.
Oh, it's important to appreciate Terry out here on the air. She's a force of nature. Her willpower is like nothing I have ever seen. Her organization has helped thousands of at-risk youth to find employment opportunities, and she's just been such a great civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army. We couldn't have asked for a better partner to help young people find an opportunity in the Army or anywhere else in the armed services.
And that said, the Army has jumped in, pun intended for you, sir, and sent the Army Band, which will be present stage AE 3 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. Also want to thank Tom Rooney, who was instrumental in putting this together. It's going to be a special day, and I can't wait to see the families and those who are being honored. But we also recognizing all military service, it will be a very emotional and powerful day, and I'm glad that you're going to be a part of it, Colonel.
I'm honored to be a part of it. We owe a lot of thanks to Dr. Reed, like we talked about. We owe some thanks to the Steelers for hosting this and for all of the folks that are coming down. The Army Field Band's Jazz Band is coming down. We're looking forward to that free show if anybody wants to come out. We still have some seats left, and we think it's going to be a great event celebrating our Army's birthday.
And that said, Colonel, I understand that you're going to be headed back to the Pentagon, so this is a little bit of a swan song in your current as battalion commander.
Yeah, it's been a great 2 years in command of Army recruiting in the state of Pennsylvania. Like I said, I thoroughly enjoy my trips out to Pittsburgh, try to check out the sports scene whenever I can. I've been privileged to get to a Steelers game, going to the Pirates tomorrow. It's been wonderful, but got to go back to the Pentagon and do some plans and strategy.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. We will see you tomorrow. And again, thank you, sir, for your service.
It's been a pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me on. I'll see you tomorrow.
Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Geisinger, Harrisburg Recruiting Battalion Commander. Today is a very big day in the state of Pennsylvania. The distracted driving law is now underway, the Paul Miller Law. And joining us from AAA, our buddy Jim Garrity. Jim, good morning.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for having us on. It's a definitely a big day for safety on the roads in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so walk us through this. No cell phone in your hand, correct?
Correct. So there have been laws on the books already, Larry, that are distracted driving related laws. But Paul Miller's law passing, it strengthens and spells out exactly, you know, what you, when you're behind the wheel, that it's now a primary offense. Any driver that's using an interactive mobile device, which can be like your cell phone, it can be portable mobile computers, any of those kinds of things, it prohibits you from holding them while behind the wheel, which means that for anyone who does have their cell phone in the car with them, they're going to need to have it on something that holds it, and they can't keep it on their knee, or they can't keep it, you know, in their hands, even if their hands are down and they're not looking at it. And what it does is it takes the cell phone out of your hand and puts your attention back on the road.
That said, I want to get into a few specifics. So even if you're at a stop light or stop sign or bumper to bumper traffic, you cannot use your phone by hand.
You cannot be holding that phone and using it. So what, and there, I think, Larry, that's probably one of the things I hear the most when I talk to people about distracted driving is, oh, I don't use my phone behind the wheel, only when I'm at a red light, as if that makes it safer, right? But in reality, you know, AAA, we've conducted research that showed pretty conclusively there's kind of this hangover effect that happens when you use your phone at a red light. Yes, maybe the light turned green, you started driving, the phone was down, but in reality, there's a several second delay in your cognition. You know, your eyes are on the road, your feet are on the pedal, but your mind is still on what you were doing on your phone. And that can be a distraction in and of itself.
Somebody asked here at the station, actually it was David Ballarato, as you know, one of our reporters / anchors, he said, ask Jim, what about food? I mean, when people are eating, you got a giant hamburger in your hand, is that part of the distracted driving law, this law, or no?
Not this law. So this law specifically is gonna tackle your what they call IMDs, your interactive mobile devices. And PennDOT lays out on its website very clearly what falls under that. But listen, when it comes, like you bring up a good point, when it comes to distractions behind the wheel, it's not just cell phones, it's not just the radio, it's food. It can be hair, it could be makeup. I'm sure there's cases where people have been brushing their teeth behind the wheel, you know, like there's a whole wild list of things. Anything. Here's something. It's 100 deadliest days of the summer for teen drivers. One of the biggest distractions teens face is each other, other people in the car. It's kind of up to all of us, either as drivers or as passengers, to take action against distraction. And in some forms, that's going to be doing it so that we're not distracted as drivers. In other ways, it's going to be calling out distraction when we see it and not causing distraction, not being the passenger or the backseat driver who's taking the person behind the wheel's attention off the road.
That, and I guess people smoke, anything you're doing with your hands, but that's not part of this law. That said, a police officer sees this, he doesn't need any other reason to pull you over, correct?
It now becomes a primary law, and in Pennsylvania, for the first 12 months of this, so starting today and you know, through June 5 of next year, the penalty is going to be a written warning, and that's going to give officers time to really, you know, kind of hammer in that we're taking this seriously, and this is something that is one of the largest growing threats on the roadways. And starting June 5 of next year, then you're going to start getting summary offenses, fines, and then potentially court costs and other fees. And, you know, God forbid if you're in a situation where you're convicted of homicide, that's going to increase the sentencing potentially as well. So all of this is to combat, you know, like when it comes to, yes, there are many, many distractions, but cell phones are really one of the biggest things that we at AAA have been fighting for years because of the ubiquity. You know, they're more and more present in everyday life. More and more technologies are being built into the vehicles themselves. And, you know, while there are advantages to that, sure. One of the biggest disadvantages is every time that little dinging noise goes off, a lot of people have kind of that instinctual, ooh, I heard the noise, where's my phone? They may not even know that they just took their eyes off the road, which is why another thing, Larry, it's crucial that people, and you know, at AAA, we've done research that shows a lot of folks don't even know this. Your cell phone has a feature on it that can actually, while you're driving or in, you know, certain road conditions, it can actually silence those notifications. That goes a long way towards keeping keeping your attention on the road.
What about those devices where people have their phone up in the windshield? They're not touching it, but it's kind of in the field of vision.
Well, here's the that's the thing also, and you gotta all think back to when you learned to drive. Every question you have about driving on Pennsylvania's roadways, generally you're going to find the answer in the manual that you used when you learned how to drive. It gets updated as the years go on, and you know, you'll find in there the guidance about what can you put in the, what can you put in your field of vision, what can you not put in your field of vision. Larry, this was a big thing a couple years ago with people hanging masks off their mirrors, if you recall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's technically a violation of Pennsylvania code. And when it comes to putting your phone on your windshield, we definitely wouldn't recommend that. But if you want to put something elsewhere in the car that holds the cell phone, you know, that's way safer because you're not holding the phone. That's the important thing. You're not tempted to pick up the phone. So, those things you can pick up at any place, but we definitely wouldn't recommend putting anything that restricts your field of vision up where the window is.
All right, we'll see what happens from this day on. Jim Garrity with AAA. Check out AAA for details. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, Larry.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, you just heard Jim Garrity from AAA talking about it. A new law goes into effect in Pennsylvania today called Miller's Law. It bans the use of all handheld electronic devices while driving.
And again, that's it. Red lights, traffic delays, or momentary stops.
Yes. President Trump has announced a travel ban that would impact 19 countries. Citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from seven others would face restrictions.
We will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm. We don't want them.
You don't want them.
All right. And the Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival kicking off today. Takes place in the Strip District for 1 year only, as its future home, Arts Landing, remains under construction.
100,000 people expected over the four-day period, and it's only 4 days instead of 10 this year also, but should return to normal at a new location, as you pointed out, Pat, at Arts Landing there along the Allegheny on the city side.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.